I'm being joined by Dyke New Hartford wrestling coach Tony Norton as we're getting set for this 2024-25 season. Tony, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. Just want to get your thoughts on these first couple weeks of practice. I know you probably had some football guys that probably didn't make it to some of the earlier ones since they were playing in the state championship. But tell me about the first couple weeks so far. What do you like about what you've seen from your team here early on?
Like I said, first couple weeks been a little chaotic. First day of practice, we had two kids that were there. Obviously, we shared with GR, and you know, we had a lot of kids playing football, which is awesome. So the first week, we did not have many kids there. Now we should have all, on Monday, we had everybody back. So that was good to see a full room again. And, you know, Monday, Tuesday was look good for this early on. So got a long ways to go still, but slow and steady wins the race.
You bet. So I know last year you had quite a few underclassmen who got some varsity mat time. So when it comes to kind of filling out a lineup, who are maybe some of the guys who have kind of solidified their spots here as far as, you know, maybe some of those leading wrestlers are concerned? Have you kind of got some of that squared away yet?
We're getting there. You know, we're kind of looking at this week as just kind of giving some guys some opportunities, kind of see where they're fitting in, how they're doing, you know, how much they've improved since last year. You know, we got some seniors, obviously. I mean, Jake Reichs looks good. Tate DeBurr, Jace Amnewear, some of our seniors, and then some of our juniors that have come, you know, making pretty good progress too. You know, Dax Weedman, the Haugen twins, Lane Gersh, you know, those are some of our juniors too. We're a little thin on the juniors and senior ends, but again, they look pretty good. I'm not sure what weight everybody's going to be at. You know, if everybody's going to be down this first week, and you know, like, so we still got a lot of question marks that we're figuring out. We're just not quite there yet, and we're going to go ahead on Thursday night and wrestle Hudson and wrestle O-line and be able to make a little bit better decisions and look kind of where we think everybody should fit. And, you know, we're going to do our best to get our best 14 guys out on the mat and put out a fun product for everybody to watch.
Yeah, and you had mentioned being kind of light in the upperclassmen. So when it comes to kind of the leadership role those guys have kind of got to take on, what's that looking for, like, for those guys, especially since, you know, there's no returning state qualifiers anymore this year? How can those guys, you know, really step up and be vocal leaders, lead by example, things like that for some of those younger guys?
You know, they're all really good hard workers. You know, Jake Reichs, Tate DeBurr stick out. You know, they had great football years. Jace Annaware, I didn't get to see him as much. He's a GR kid, but he's done a nice job also, you know, just leading the way, kind of letting them know expectations and leading by example, like you said. And, you know, I have no doubt that they'll do a great job leading this team, that's for sure.
And if I remember right from last year, you weren't always able to fill the entire lineup with 14 wrestlers. What's that looking like with the personnel this year? Are you going to get closer to kind of a full lineup this year, or what do you think so far?
Yeah, we've got like 31, 32 kids out, and we're actually spread out pretty well this year. We're a little thin on the lower weights. I think we'll be able to get everybody down to weight and have a full roster this year, full lineup. But, you know, again, somebody's going to have to probably make some sacrifice and cut a little weight and get down. You know, like I said, probably not tomorrow night, but soon. I'm hoping, hopefully next week, we can get some people a little more squared away. And, you know, we never seem to have our lineup solidified till after the first of the year, which is fine. But again, guys are going to get some opportunities, and, you know, hopefully they can step up and when they make the most of every opportunity that they get. And then, like I said, when we get the guys kind of that we're thinking, and who knows, maybe it'll change. Maybe the guys that are getting the opportunities will do a great job and we'll go a different route. But like I said, this week we'll for sure be open at either 106 or 113. And then after that, I think we got some guys moving down, kind of shifting around a little bit. But again, we'll see how it goes. But other than that, we should have a pretty full lineup. We got a lot of kids that are real competitive. So that usually seems to take us quite a ways. We can keep being competitive and keep competing and wrestle hard for the whole 6 minutes, good things usually seem to happen.
Yeah, and when it comes to filling out that lineup, trying to decide who gets to be on varsity, I suppose it can be probably splitting hairs at times, right, when it comes to those decisions. What are some of the biggest things you look for as a coach to kind of decide, who gets to crack the varsity lineup? What do you got to see from guys to, make those spots?
Progress, for sure. Who's making progress like we want them to. We do tryouts. We use that kind of as a tool also, kind of put them in front of the whole team and have them try out in front of their friend. That's not always a real good indicator, just because they wrestle each other every single day in the practice room and they kind of know too. But we're going to get, like you said, I think we got quite a few guys we're going to be able to give a chance to and see what they do, and we'll kind of go from there. I know it's not a real solid answer that you're probably looking for, but that's honestly the best answer I can give you right at this point in the season. So
you bet. No worries on that. So when it comes to the upcoming schedule, you'd mentioned you'll be wrestling against Hudson and Olwine here on Thursday night. You start off at home and then head over to West Delaware here on Saturday, and you're kind of into the full swing of things, right? I just want to get your thoughts on this first part of the schedule for your team.
Yeah, away we go. Like I said, some of the kids have only practiced Monday, Tuesday, and today they'll practice. And then, like I said, we're going to kind of try to ease some of them in, maybe get them a match tomorrow night, Saturday. Not sure what we're going to do yet. Kind of see how their bodies are feeling. Football, I think they had quite a few games this year, obviously. So some of them are a little tender still, a little banged up, but kind of go from there. Saturday's a pretty tough meet as well as Thursday night. We got some real good teams at West Delaware. And then on Monday, we actually have a JV meet, too, in Waverly. So it's like boom, boom, boom. And then, again, next Thursday, the 12th, we got a meet, too. So with Columbus and North Tama. So it's December. I don't know what else to say. Here we go. Buckle up.
You bet. That's how it goes. That's D&H wrestling coach Tony Norton. That's all I got for you today. But any final thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap up?
No, it's been fun so far. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, the kids have been really working hard so far. And like I said, I've seen progress every single day. I mean, some of the things that we were working on that first week, they obviously not mastered yet, but huge improvements. Our position is coming along. I like where the team's headed. So hopefully we can keep them going in that right direction and keep making progress. It'll be a fun year. And then, of course, certainly appreciate you guys covering us, and you guys do a great job at all your hard work. I know it's not easy trying to fit us in for all this stuff. So thank you.
You bet. Appreciate the time today, Tony, and looking forward to catching you guys in action here this year.
Sounds good. Thanks.